I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
If you've been thinking about posting that super long message on your Instagram saying that you don't give Instagram permission to use your photos, that even ones that have already been deleted, well, there's no truth to that. It is a hoax. So call your grandparents and tell them not to post it on Instagram. It's not going to do any good. Instagram has discredited it and saying that it is false. This happens every few years. It is riddled with typos. Why didn't anybody think Instagram's not going to put out a post that has typos and misspellings? And
that was the thing that I got. Like, how stupid are you people? Like, an official statement from a company like Instagram is going to put out something that looks like it went through Google Translate?
Okay, so what did people think what were people scared of?
Well, I'll sum it up for you. Like, it says, don't forget tomorrow starts the new Instagram rule where they can use your photos. It can be used in court cases in litigation against you. Everything you've ever posted becomes public from today. Even messages that have been deleted or the photos not allowed. That sentence doesn't even make sense. It costs nothing for a simple copy and paste. And here's where the credibility comes from. Channel 13 News talked about it last night.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that is.
Right.
People who were fooled by it, U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry.
Let's pause on that one. We'll get to the celebrities in a second. But the guy who's in charge of our nuclear weapons fell for this.
That is troubling.
It is very troubling.
Now, what's interesting to me is it does seem like with just a little bit of thinking, mm-hmm. when they say your pictures can be used in litigation and court cases, mm-hmm. unless you're doing something illegal in your pictures, what on earth could that even mean? Your Honor, I'd like to show you Exhibit A. This person has a face. What?
Right.
Okay, so they take your pictures.
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't know why people are so dumb. I don't know why people fell for this.
Right. I don't know either.
Now, I will say this. There is a lot of wonky stuff going on in the last couple years when it comes to social media.
Right.
So the idea that something like this could happen isn't completely far-fetched. The way it was presented and the holes in it are what should have made people go like, this ain't real.
I want to agree with you, but no. Okay. Everything about this was far-fetched. All of it. And like, do you have the list of other people who fell for it?
Yeah, yeah. Rob Lowe.
Not Rob Lowe.
Melissa Joan Hart. Usher were some of the people.
Pink. Julia Roberts. Deborah Messing. Taraji Henson. It's like, what? What's wrong with all of you?
So in the post, it like toward the bottom, it says, this is part of the punished by law, and it gives a bunch of numbers. Well, it's trying to reference Uniform Commercial Code, whatever that is. It's a broad set of commercial laws. That's it.
That's it.
What does that even have to do with that?
Nothing. Not a thing. Okay. It also mentions the Rome Statute, which, what is that? Great question, Katie.
Thank you.
It's a treaty that was formed by the International Criminal Court where crimes such as genocide and war crimes are investigated and prosecuted.
Oh, boy.
Yet Niall Horan posted it with just the caption, protect yourself.
Right.
You don't think, though, that it is on the surface at least believable enough to think like, God, I don't read all of the things that, you know, the disclaimers and stuff when I sign up for social media. Like, doesn't it seem a little bit plausible that this could have been again, take away the statement, because obviously so many holes in that. But the idea that we all went like, yes, I accept.
Well,
we do.
Yeah. I mean, no one reads that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
You just scroll to the bottom and hit it so you can get on with the rest of your day.
Right. But A, they would never tell you about it. B, they would never tell you about it like this.
Right. They would never tell you about
it. In the statement, by the way, every time the word Instagram is mentioned, it's in bold for some reason. And one of the parts, it's in bold, and they bolded the first letter of the next word, too. Like, you're so dumb if you fell for this.
Now, Facebook and Instagram do not claim ownership of the content of your posts. But in the terms of service agreement, which you have to approve and click on when you sign up for Facebook and Instagram, it does say in there it needs your permission to use your content for the, quote, purposes of providing and improving products and other services. So it's going to ask you for information at some point when they need it. But they're not going to do it this way. They're going to use spell check. And they're going to have someone probably put out a, like, actual,
right,
brace yourself, press release
that
actually has all of the factual information in it.
What I do find really funny about this is it shows where Instagram's priorities are. That this circulated like wildfire yesterday, and Instagram was all over it, and they shut it down. But meanwhile, though, your aunt and all of her friends post memes about how Big Bird killed Jeffrey Epstein. And, like, Instagram's just like, you know what? You guys have fun. Use our platform to spread as much misinformation as you want.
But protect yourself.
But protect yourself.
Of course, yes. Of course.